So it's Brighton against Huddersfield today in a 3 o'clock kickoff. So for the first time this afternoon, I can say good afternoon to Brad.
Good afternoon, Jules. It's been 3 weeks since our last game here at the Amex, but Brighton fans will come here for their match against Huddersfield with confidence somewhat restored after last weekend's win at Blackburn. Bobby Zamora's third-minute strike saw Albion pick up their first win in 9 games last Saturday, and Chris Hughton will be wanting to see his players build on that victory in their final game of January, with the possibility of them ending the weekend as high as fourth in the Championship if they pick up all 3 points this afternoon. They go up against the Terriers side, who are unbeaten in their last 5 league games. However, they were thrashed 5-2 in the FA Cup at Reading in midweek. David Wagner's side sits 16th in the table and should be fairly confident of avoiding relegation this season. Their biggest threat will come from striker Naki Wells, who has 9 league goals to his name this season and caused Albion lots of problems in the 1-1 draw between the two teams back in August. You have to go back almost 3 years to find the last time there was a win for either side in this fixture, with Albion coming away with a 4-1 victory on that occasion thanks to a hat-trick from Leonardo Rojoa. The home crowd at the Amex would no doubt love to see their side win by a similar score today. However, the Seagulls have yet to win a league game this season by more than 1 goal, so they will have to defy the odds to do that this afternoon. Kick-off for the Amex is roughly half an hour away. I'll bring you all the Albion team news shortly.
Thank you very much indeed, Brad. On the way, team news, and we're going to be hearing from the manager, Chris Hughton. So, Brad, we're around about 10 or so minutes away from kick-off. What's the team news?
Well, Jules, Chris Hughton was obviously happy with how his players did at Blackburn last weekend, as he's named an unchanged squad from that game. That means no place today for Gordon Greer or Sam Baldock, who may need a few more weeks to be back from their respective injuries. So here's your Albion 11 for today's game against Huddersfield. In goal, David Stockdale. In the back four, from where it's left, it's Bruno, Lewis Dunk, Connor Goldson and Liam Ridgewell. In midfield, you have Anthony Knockhart, Dale Stevens, Behram Kyle and Jamie Murphy. And leading the line for the Seagulls this afternoon, Bobby Zamora and Tomer Hemed. Substitutes for Albion are Nicky Mayempar, Inigo Calderon, Andrew Crofts, Kazenga Luwalua, Elvis Manu, Richie Tao and James Wilson. Can Albion make it back-to-back wins in the Championship today? We'll soon find out, with kick-off just under 10 minutes away here.
Thank you very much, Brad. We do hope so. Let's make it back-to-back wins in the Championship. So we've played around 10, 15 minutes so far at the Amex. So our first update of the afternoon, Brad. Any goals as of yet?
No goals so far here at the Amex, but it's been a lively start to the game. Both sides have looked to get forward really early on. Mr. Visitors have had the best effort so far. It was Joe Lolly with a header after 8 minutes from the corner on the right. It had to be cleared off the line by Albion's Jamie Murphy. Albion had the first chance of the game from a Dale Stevens free kick after about 4 minutes after Mark Hudson brought down Tomer Hemed just 25 yards out from the goal. He couldn't put it on target. So it's Brighton 0, Huddersfield 0.
It is sounding very lively at the Amex already. Brad will be keeping us up to date with all Seagulls action throughout the afternoon. So, Brad, there's been a goal for Brighton and Hove Albion.
Yes, Jules, it's Brighton 1, Huddersfield 0, and it's that man, Bobby Zamora, again, with his 83rd goal for the club. And it was a goal set up by the 35-year-old as well, from a counter-attack from the edge of the Albion box. He sends it out to Anthony Knockhart, wide on the right. He crossed it back in, and Bobby hit it first time from left of the box, and it went in on the 30th minute. So it's Albion 1, Huddersfield 0.
Thank you very much indeed, Brad. Nice one. So off to another good start at the Amex. So Brighton went 1-0 up through Bobby Zamora. Brad, since then, what's been happening?
Approaching half-time here at the Amex, it's still Brighton 1, Huddersfield 0. But it's January signing Anthony Knockhart, who's really started to tear into the Huddersfield defence since that goal from Bobby Zamora. 36 minutes, he's almost set up Connor Goldson for a goal from their free kick. Have the Albion defender just put this header wide. 39 minutes, it was a great solo bit of running from Knockhart. Right through the middle of the pitch, beating a number of defenders, laid off to Zamora on his left, but he was just offside. And Knockhart is really looking like a great summer January signing from Chris Hughton. So almost half-time, it's Brighton 1, Huddersfield 0.
Thank you very much indeed, Brad. So we'll keep you up to date with the Brighton game. So, Brad, just before the half-time whistle, Huddersfield have equalised.
It was a sucker punch in added-on time. The Terriers getting back into the game, equalising. It was a cross from Tommy Smith on the right, and Harry Bunn snuck in at the far post to head them level. And the half-time whistle blew just seconds after. It kind of brought the atmosphere down a little bit, that late goal from Huddersfield. Albion be really confident of their chances, so still getting back into it in the second half. It's Brighton 1, Huddersfield 1.
Thanks very much indeed, Brad. So keep it here on Juice because we'll be bringing you all the details of the second half. So, Brad, we are about 15, 20 minutes into the second half. Who's looking on top?
We're just around 15 minutes into the second half here at the Amex. It's still Brighton 1, Huddersfield 1. The pace has slightly slowed down at the start of the period, with Huddersfield having most of the ball in the open exchanges. They've no real chances to show for it. And Howby made one change at the start of the second half, with Andrew Croft coming on for Dale Stevens. You sense that Chris Hughton isn't entirely happy with how things are going right now. It's James Wilson has just come on in place of Bobby Zamora. Anthony Knockhart also going close from a free kick, hitting the side netting. So it's Brighton 1, Huddersfield 1.
Thanks very much, Brad. We will be getting more updates from Brad throughout the afternoon. So, Brad, Albion have taken the lead.
Albion are back in front at the Amex, and it's a great goal from James Wilson and another great cross from Anthony Knockhart. He sent it in low from the right, and Wilson just stretched to get his head on the end of the ball to make it Albion 2, Huddersfield 1 after 66 minutes. And Albion have introduced their third and final substitute as well. Kinzengo Luoluwa coming on to Tommy Hammett, and he is likely to try and cause more shots, more chances for Albion late into the game. Brighton 2, Huddersfield 1.
Thank you very much, Brad. He'll keep us up to date if anything else happens. So, Brad, approaching the full-time whistle, and Huddersfield have had a man sent off.
Albion updates on Brighton.
We're approaching full-time here at the Amex, and it's still Albion 2, Huddersfield 1, and the job for the away side has just been made even harder, as Tommy Smith has just been sent off for his second bookable offence, and it's for two fouls on Kinzengo Luoluwa. The first was on the left-hand side, second, as the Albion winger was looking to break through Limidor. He's really shown his trickery as the substitute, and done the job that Chris Hughton was probably wanting to do, and causing problems for the Terriers. Into the closing stages, Brighton 2, Huddersfield 1.
Thanks very much, Brad, and we'll be getting a full-time report from Brad shortly. So, Brad, we are back to winning ways.
Full-time at Amex, and it's Brighton 2, Huddersfield 1. It's the goals from Bobby Zamora and James Wilson that have won Albion their back-to-back games in the Championship in the last 2 weeks. In the first half, there was very few chances early on. And Huddersfield went closest after 8 minutes with Joe Lolley, and he had a cleared off the line by Jamie Murphy. As the opening goal came from Zamora, there's a great mark of what he brings to the side. He headed away at Huddersfield corner, and as Burham Quayle got the ball out to Anthony Knockhart on the right, Zamora made up the ground to get into the box. He was in the right place to stick the ball home into the bottom right-hand corner of the goal, the first time of asking after the 30 minutes. But it looked like Albion were heading into half-time, one up, but it was a late sucker punch for them as Huddersfield equalised and added on time. Tommy Smith crossing from the right, with Harry Bunn sneaking in at the far post to head the level, with half-time whistle blowing seconds after. In the second half, it was a more slower pace start in the opening 10 minutes, with Huddersfield dictating the play. You could tell Hughton was starting to look a bit unhappy with how things are going. He changed things up early on. Andrew Croft, James Wilson and Kinzengo Luoluwa all introduced in the opening 15 minutes of the second half. And it was Wilson who got Albion second, 66 minutes into the game, after another piece of quality from Knockhart, who was the real quality player today and deserved the man of the match. The winger jinked inside from the right, sent in a low cross, and Wilson stretched to get his head onto it. And any chance of an equaliser from Huddersfield disappeared in the last 10 minutes when Smith was sent off 6 minutes before the end. Picked up two yellow cards for separate fouls on Kinzengo Luoluwa, who really caused a number of problems for the visitors in closer stages. Did the job that Hughton sent him on there to do. The win moves Albion up to third place for now until at least Monday, when Derby and Burnley meet, and one of them is likely to go above Albion in the table. And just one more thing to add before I head off, Jules. Before kick-off, we heard that Stoke City midfielder Stephen Sidwell, who many Albion fans remember, had a spell at the Albion about 10 years ago under Steve Coppell. He was at the game today, and that sparked a lot of rumours of him possibly being on his way to the Amex from the Premier League club. But it'll certainly give Hughton more options in the middle of the park, with Kyle and Dale Stevens, who have played in the middle most of the season. And he's certainly bring a little bit of extra quality to the side going into that second half of the season, as Albion look to continue their push in promotion. So, full time from the Amex, Brighton 2, Huddersfield 1.
Thank you very much indeed, Brad. And that is very interesting news about Steve Sidwell. We'll keep you posted if we hear anything more about that in the rest of the January transfer.